Okay, are you ready? Is everyone ready?
Yep,
all ready.
Johnny?
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't sound it. Okay. All right, the question is, imagine the world, imagine there's like an apocalypse or something, but no one really dies. Like, it's more like a mental apocalypse. Like, everyone just forgets everything. And they can't remember anything, like, they can't remember anything at all.
They
do basic functions.
They know, for example, if someone's job is...
So they know how to do stuff, they just don't know any
history.
They
can speak. They can speak, everything. They basically wake up and, like, major facts about stuff, they've forgotten. But, for example, if a guy's job is a mechanic, he still remembers how to fix a car.
Okay, so, for example, if I was to say to them, I invented an aeroplane...
They would believe you that you invented an aeroplane. Okay. They know what an aeroplane is, but they would believe that you invented an aeroplane.
Okay, all right.
And only we individually know that we have the power to do this. So no one else is doing it. So, for example, so, you know, what the question would be, what, you know, bollocks, or not necessarily bollocks,
feed them.
What would you teach them? What would you tell them? You know, basically. Yeah.
Are they useless?
No. As I said, the world.
Would they just carry on as their daily life?
Yeah. So you could just go up to someone and be like, "You see, what do you, Tom, like John's thing? If there's a plane, like, you know, is that a plane up there? Like, yeah, I invented those. Did you? Yeah. Like, oh, fucking hell. And they would definitely believe it. And then they would pass it on to someone else. Oh, do you know what I met today? Who? The guy that met the planes. Fuck off. Yeah, met him.
So like, you're on a tube station, and all these commuters in suits, this train gets in, and like, I'm like, you got to shimmy in backwards. With your bum out, like,
yeah. For instance, for example, they would still know how to get on a tube. If you then told them,
What are you doing? Wrong.
That's wrong. Going backwards.
Yeah, or,
they'd be like, sorry. And they'd all get in backwards.
Like, why are you walking? Conga.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. All right. In that case, Tom, what would you do first? What would you say? What would you do? What would you say? What would you do?
I like the conga one. I'd be like, don't walk on your own. Hold this chap's shoulders.
Conga down the street.
Conga down the street.
But what would be your reason for it?
It'd be hilarious.
No, but I mean, no, not what's your motivation. Like, what would you say to you? Like, you need to conga down the street because...
Because it's safer in groups.
Okay.
Safer in numbers.
Like, roads that like, everyone congas. Like,
absolutely. So, like in a swimming pool where some people are in lanes going left, like, up and down, but like with congas.
Sometimes I do think there should be fast lanes.
The pavements?
Yeah.
I absolutely agree with you on that front.
And like, left and right walking.
I'm glad there's not. That would suck.
Oh, but people like go meander, like stop in the street.
There's always someone to go faster.
Yeah, me.
That's why there's a fast lane.
Yeah.
And then someone will go faster than you.
The fast lane. The fast lane is the road. That's that's what you got to do.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
If you really want to overtake off.
Yeah, I do, and I have to. But I'm saying
take the risk.
Go off road.
Yeah.
Go on road. Yeah. This is a bit bad, but I'd like what I would do straight away. I need a base to kind of like to do this all from. So I'd go up to a really nice house, knock on the door, the guy would answer the door, and he'd be like, all right, what are you doing in my house? He'd be like, it's not your house. It is. He'd be like, sorry, you're absolutely right, it is your house.
So that's like the superpower where
I brought it back to me, my superpower, yeah. But I'm not going to start doing that kind of stuff. I will then just have my base. And then I'll...
So you get a big house as a base?
Get a big house.
What do you feel a bit guilty about that?
No.
Not at all?
I'd rehouse him.
Yeah, you could go to a few doors down. So you just... Like,
I'd find an empty house, which
is... No, you don't have to be empty. You could just go a few doors down and be like, you guys are flatmates. He stays in your guest room all the time.
Yeah. You're
best friends.
Yeah. And they... Yeah, you're best friends. Oh, we know what
he is. Let's go to the pub.
Yeah. Yeah. So that would be the first thing I'd do. John?
Let's do Johnny next. I'm still thinking about it.
Me too, you know.
Med, you do one. You've obviously given this.
I haven't actually. I just thought it would be... I think I would do something like a bit weird. Not weird, but something that's like completely different to what people believe is actually legit, like now. So...
Would you see what happens if you told everyone to forget clothes?
Well, they would. But it would take about... It would take... Because the thing is, if you tell one person... Because I don't have the platform to tell thousands of people. So I'd tell one person, then they'd tell other people, and it would just spread like wildfire. So I could shout on like a busy tube, what are you wearing clothes for? You're meant to be naked. Oh, bollock, you're right. And they all get naked. And they try and come No. But then they wouldn't know that.
You would definitely use this for bad. There's no question that you would use this for evil. The two things you've described so far.
He said getting people naked. I just said how I'd do it.
Well, you described like taking someone's house.
I'm rehousing them.
Yeah, but in a worse house.
No. Yeah. Well, actually, no, I don't need to do that, do I? I'm going to find an empty house that's for sale. And then just go in there and be like, this is my house.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm still stiffing someone, sure. Yeah. But they've got another house to live in. So I'm not making someone homeless.
Yeah.
Yeah, fine.
Okay, alright. So the naked thing on the tube.
That's what he's trying to do.
Okay.
So that's the thing you do, you make everyone be naked?
No. I'd do other stuff.
But what?
Thanks. I don't know yet.
Oh, come on, you got the world as your oyster.
Okay, I've got one.
Too much.
Alright,
okay. I tell everyone that every 10 minutes, they have to shout, oi!
Like that, yeah.
Honestly, because I just think, walking down the street and hearing people go, like they have to. By the way, they have to stop dead, wait for 5 seconds, and then shout.
Terrifying.
Oi!
But that was so annoying. You think it'd be fine for John, but then we enjoy films. So because now people think that, like, they won't be able to stop that because that is like they have to do that. So you're watching a film, and there'll be like some like important bit. It's like, have you got the thing? What thing? You know the thing? Oh my god! Oi! And then it'd be
if you're walking though.
No.
Oh, you mean during the film?
Yeah. Yes.
Like, so Jesus, we got to get out of it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I mean, it would ruin.
It would pause it, even the projectionist up there. Oh!
And then back was everyone in unison?
Everyone, yeah.
It was exactly the same time.
No, not the same time. That's what's funny about it.
Every 10 minutes from when you first hear it. Right. So from that 10 minute point hearing.
Okay.
Even when you're asleep.
Okay, only walking down certain roads. It's like the congestion charge.
If you're in central London, you have to.
Yeah, and there's oil police.
If you say, oh, God, what a shit job. It's like,
yeah, but
what,
how do you know what time they're on?
Huh?
Well, how do you know if they're on
no,
the
but you could tell, like, because if they're... You
maybe could tell them that's the best job ever. Make sure of a noise.
Yeah, but if you imagine, like, having a chat with, like, so what are you? I'm in homicide. You know, what are you?
I'm in
fraud. What are you? I'm in oi.
I'm the oi police.
They'd be, oggy, oggy, oggy. And then, oi, they'd have to. That'd be their symbol.
Here's the clincher. You can't say oi at any other time.
No one does, really, anyway.
Some people do.
They say watcher.
Yeah. Watcher, Pat.
Watcher. No,
who says watcher?
Yeah.
One person on my street.
It was, yeah, great.
Watcher.
Most people say
you
oi.
You
are,
Pat. Watcher.
Pass me the spanner, will ya? Oi.
Oi.
Are you just doing your, are you, as a middle class man there, are you just doing what you think mechanics sound like in the shop room?
No, that's not a mechanic, that's a builder. But man, a bit
spanner?
Oh, a hammer. Pass me the hammer, will ya? Oi. Oi. Pass me the hammer.
Yeah, you start.
I hate when you drop in the H.
Wait,
pass me the hammer. Oi, pass me the hammer, will ya?
Cockney accent.
Pass me the hammer, will ya?
Okay.
You sound like what an American person thinks an English person sounds like. Pass me the hammer, will ya?
Go on, then you do your best Cockney accent.
What?
No. You can't criticise mine and then not do yours.
You know what, mate? No, I just no, it's a company, it's like West Ham, innit? Like, oh, mate, how's it going? All right, yeah, go down to the shops. Oh, mate, get the up. It's a bit Harry and Billy outside. Chilly.
Harry and Billy.
Oh, I don't half. What is it? It doesn't. Oh, yeah, don't half pen and ink in here.
I did find out today.
You don't say the second half, do you?
Don't half ink in here.
Pen,
yeah.
I did find out today that Jack and Danny is Fanny.
Yeah.
Well, it was only because of that that new picture of Anne Hathaway, and they were saying, she got a bit of air on her Jack and Danny.
Yeah.
This is quite a nice comment.
Again, Jack. Jack.
Yeah, just Jack. Oh.
Just
well,
Jack.
You like him,
I'm just Jack and Danny. Fanny. Maybe the... it's because he's not.
He's called Jack.
He's called Jack.
But neither of you know what you're talking about, that's the thing.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
But, yeah.
What? How many Cockney people do you know? Like, proper Cockney people?
I know two people that are born in earshot of the Bow Bells.
And are Cockneys.
Well, after that,
yeah. No. But are they actually Cockneys? Or are they just like...
They are, yeah.
Where's the Bow Bells?
Bow Bells.
Bow Church.
Bow Church.
Yeah, but what are the bells? You mean the church?
If you're born in earshot of the Bow Bells, that's you're not a Cockney unless you're born in earshot of the Bow Bells. That's like the... I'm not... That's
no, I know. I someone's come up with that and it's fucking rough.
it's a song.
Oh, so in that case...
They're Cockneys say that. Oh, have a banana. That's Cockneys.
Who says that?
That's Carry On.
Yeah, I just think I think like you're putting my Cockney down, but I think you know just as little as I do about Cockneys.
Yeah, but I'm not saying that you. I'm not saying your knowledge of Cockneys is bad. I was saying Oh, pass me the hammer, mate, will ya?
Pass me the spanner, will ya, mate? That's quite Cockney. That's quite jolly at the end.
Do they call themselves Cockneys?
Yeah, they love it. Cockney, born and bred, mate. You know what I mean? I don't know if that's right, but that's what they say.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Cockney. What are those guys that wear all the...
Pearly Kings.
Huh?
Pearly Kings.
They're Cockneys, aren't they?
I think they're from all over London.
They're from Pearly.
Pearly Way. Where's Pearly, isn't that?
No, they're from all different parts of London.
Yeah. But they're the ones that wear all the badges all over them.
But I don't know if they mean Pearly as in...
That's why it's called Pearly, I think.
Yeah. Pearly's in Croydon. Isn't it?
It's on the A3.
I think we're done with this.
Tom, talking of accents, do your best accent. Be honest. Oh, what do you true, think yeah, the yeah. best accent that you can
the
do?
The most
is?
Convincing.
Don't just do it,
mate. Why are you parking your car in my garage? I've told you, mate.
Yeah, not
that's
bad.
That's African. Yeah. Well, that's really good.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, Blue, why'd you park your car in my garage? It's not as good, but...
That's more Afrikaans.
Afrikaans. I know one word in Afrikaans is dus, which is the word for cunt.
Cunt.
Yeah, I'm surprised I know this, but I do.
Johnny, what's yours?
Welcome to Africa.
Oh, African is what? You ruined that.
How come you both got African ones?
Well, is that African?
John, you can't do Australian because you are Australian.
But I never speak an Australian accent.
You say engine.
Engine.
Say battery.
Battery.
No, you say battery.
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 Battery and engine.
What do you mean I don't say that either? I say battery.
No, you don't.
Yeah, sometimes you do say things that sound really Australian.
The battery in my phone has run out.
Yeah, now you know, but there are certain things that you say. But you can't do Australian, so you've got to do... And for God's sake, don't do Cockney either.
I think you've been really harsh on my Cockney. I think my Cockney's quite convincing.
Give me one last go. Go on.
A what? A Cockney. I don't really do Cockney now.
I'll do my Irish. Yeah.
I'm Irish.
I'm not. I'm not here to tell you that I'm coming in. I'm telling you you've got 10 minutes to come out because there's a bomb in there.
Bring it. Make it a little bit racial.
I think that way it really pulls people in. They know what I'm talking about now.
Yeah. So Johnny, you can't do that. You got to do right.
That was proper accent.
A really Southern Irish.
Nigerian.
Okay. Do it again then.
This is my brother. Welcome to my family.
It's a bit breathy. It's a bit like...
I've got a cold. I'm really struggling.
Tom, we'll do one more round each and then we'll call it a day.
I'll tell you what. How about we give each other one to do?
Okay, that's better.
Tom, French.
English...
Speaking French. Spinning,
okay, yeah. Well, now that I can French.
Fuck you, fucking bastard.
Bit more.
Can't.
No, come on. not just swear
more
words.
More rude words.
Words!
I don't know!
You know words.
Where is the cinema?
It's just A-level French now, but in English, but using English words.
Can you direct me to the swimming pool?
And the ice rink?
Straight ahead and then first on the right.
On the droite.
Yeah, may I have a banana with my ham?
Okay, that was poor show. John, I'm going to give you...
They're just pointing now.
Italian.
It's a me, a Mario. Am I gonna win?
And maybe that's what he's saying. Am I gonna win? Maybe he's actually got crisis of confidence.
No, he was always gonna win. No, he's got that brotherly problem. What's it called when you hate
Luigi?
No, but when you
rivalry. We didn't really have to because Luigi was always kind of like, oh right. Oh. Anyway,
second fiddle.
Right, Tom, choose one from Ed.
You are Spanish.
It's good, chill.
No, okay,
hold on, Spanish.
It's got to be loud enough to hear.
Yeah,
right?
I can't think how any Spanish person sounds.
None of this Nigerian nonsense.
You are from Japan.
Okay, yeah, here we go. Let's get it.
Yeah. How well? My name is Matt. Why you say...
That's African.
November.
Western African?
That, no. The problem is they have nothing but Africa. I know, that was great. That was it, yeah. Japan. It's bedroom. I need one bedroom, please. I'm looking for a flat, but I don't know where they are. I would like some egg fried rice.
That is just, it just says...
No, it's all right.
Some Nigerian egg fried rice.
All right, fine. Johnny. John, for Johnny.
I want you to do American.
Don't try and be like, yo, dude.
Yeah, okay, you, like, yeah. Like New York, not Texas. Or Texas.
New York, what's New York?
It's get a in my quaffies. Get in my quabs?
Get in my quabs.
Sounds Boston. Take a quaff.
That was quite good, actually. Yeah. For you need more than that.
Do that again, so we can hear it.
Get in the quad to Boston.
Wow, that's some really good stuff.
I'm just gonna chuck one more out there, and I'm gonna give it to you to do, Tom.
Right.
And it is, of course, Russian.
Vladimir Ivor.
That was Austrian. That was like what's his name? Oh, Torchlight. Ivor.
My name is Vladimir.
I thought it was Ivor.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know.
Why are you doing?
Why do you have so many problems?
I don't know the words. Give me a sentence to say.
Okay, my name is Vladimir. I am in the oil industry, and I like vodka.
My name is Vladimir. I am a bit French.
The oil industry.
It's French again.
French. Well, we do jest, but Jonathan, did you do a Russian accent? In character.
I'm really getting into it. Just. Sometimes I feel the most alone.
You're French too!
It's coming. Yeah. Sometimes I feel the most alone when I'm with other people.
That's good.
That's good. That's nice.
You remind me of Boris from Golden Eye.
That was the character I was getting into.
Was it?
Yeah. Good.
Boris.
What was the sentence he said?
Sometimes I feel most alone when I'm with other people.
Okay. That's very good. Very poignant. Very poignant.
Oh, yeah, I just. Yeah.
Talk more about your people as a race. That sounds quite.
Yeah.
My people.
Yeah, it's good. Boris.
Sometimes the tears come when I realise my nation's history is... I've got nothing.
It's good, though. It's, yeah. I was hooked. I was catched.
I just thought we were missing a classic accent.
Yeah, it's like with Stalin.
Okay. Ones that people do. Russian.
Yeah.
Japanese. Ooh, Indian. Indian call worker. This is just heading rapidly into the race.
I don't think it is. I think you're allowed to do accents without it sounding.
We've done Cockney, mate. No.
That's Australian. We've done Cockney, mate.
If there's one thing I really love, it's those Indian curries.
That's us. I was even done. Do they have curries in Australia?
Yeah, there's quite a big, actually, really? Indian contingent in Sydney. There is. They don't actually do it too much in like Brisbane. Oh, it's Zaffa. You can't do Indian.
Come on, somebody must be able to do Indian.
Well, they...
You can do a Pooh. Do a Pooh from The Simpsons. Is he Indian?
Yeah. No.
Is it ever said that
don't,
he's Indian?
Don't start talking, to me when you don't know what it is.
That's American. That's American.
Don't start talking to me when you don't know what you're talking about.
I like the flat, but I don't like the council.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. That does sound like something you've heard as well.
Well, it is.
Ravi Shankar died today. So
he did. Rest in peace. 92 years old.
Big up.